Well, a CBS 4 consumer investigation tonight. Your home could pose a fire hazard.
Especially if you live in a newer home. Mm-hmm. CBS 4 investigator Courtney Crown has the eye-opening video tonight that shows why modern homes burn faster and what you can do to protect your family.
There's a reason firefighters plead for you to know your escape plan right now should a fire erupt in your home.
Today, about 2 to 3 minutes is all you have time to get out of the house to safety.
Homes these days are about 50% bigger than they were 50 years ago. This means more air is available to grow fires. The synthetic materials used to build the home, like plastics and textiles, are more flammable than materials used in the past.
The synthetic materials do create an environment that's a lot more toxic. That's why you need to get out, because you can lose consciousness from those materials much faster than you would have from natural materials.
Building materials are also more lightweight, which do not hold up as well during a fire. Taller ceilings and open layouts can also exacerbate a fire.
With open concepts, it can run through the entire area that's open. There's no way of sectioning that off, closing doors, and isolating that fire.
The materials inside a home have changed too. Homes today contain synthetic materials like polyurethane, which is a plastic material, laminate, and polyester. These all burn faster than natural home contents used in homes built prior to 1980. Materials like hardwood, solid wood, and cotton, which burn slower.
With the synthetic materials and the engineered materials, they burn hotter, they burn faster, so the flash over point happens much faster.
This video, produced by the Underwriters Laboratories Fire Safety Research Institute, shows the time difference in flashover times in homes filled with natural materials versus modern.
Flashover, for the people that don't understand what it is, it means everything in the room that can burn will burn.
The living room on the left contains natural materials like solid wood and cotton. The one to the right holds synthetic material like plastics and laminate. FSLR ran 4 tests to understand the flashover times. About 30 minutes passed before flashover in the room with the natural materials versus less than 5 minutes in the room containing synthetics. Firefighters say the smoke inside the room with synthetics is a nightmare.
It's the toxic smoke. The smoke builds up, and so the fire can be completely at the other end of the house, or it could be on the first story. That smoke comes up through the house, and it quickly spreads. And that's what generally kills people, is the toxic smoke.
The Fire Safety Research Institute emphasizes it is not practical for families to buy a new home with furnishings made with all natural materials, which is why experts' main message is urging people to plan ahead for the worst.
We're not against technology. What we want to make sure the homeowners do is make sure they have smoke alarms that are active and monitored, and they're linked so that if one's going off, they all go off.
Firefighters also encourage Hoosiers to consider installing a sprinkler system in their house. This simulation gives you a glimpse at sprinklers' effectiveness. A fire begins, and seconds later, the system's putting it out.
Seven people die every day in this country from fire. That number's going up, not going down.
Courtney Crown, CBS 4 Consumer Investigates.
So installing a sprinkler system during a new home build costs roughly 1 to 1.5% of the price of the home. That's according to the National Fire Sprinkler System Association. That means if the home costs $200,000, installation would cost about $2,000 to $3,000. The association says the cost to retrofit a system is roughly double that cost.